I had thought that maybe I would be better come morning, but I was worse. Not only did I ache and throb from nose to tail, but I was getting weak from hunger and thirst. And as if that wasn't enough, along about 10 o'clock in the morning, the ants and flies started moving in on me. It started with a couple of big green flies buzzing around my ears. Well, you know me. I don't allow that. Never have. I sat up and took defensive action. I snapped and growled and sent one to fly heaven, which was very satisfying, but not so good in the taste department. Never did care for the taste of green flies. The other one kept it up. Then there were 2 and 4 and 10 and 20, and I was wore out and couldn't keep them away. Finally, I laid my head down and gave up. They crawled over my nose and buzzed in my ears and walked around my eyes, and they bit me on the rump, which really hacked me off, but I didn't have the energy to fight back. Then came the ants, those little black villains that march in single file and contribute absolutely nothing to the world, except they sting innocent victims and drive you nuts. Why were they put on this earth? You got me. They came in rows and columns, marching up to me in unending lines. I don't know what they expected to find or why they singled me out, but by 10:30, I had become a major population center for ants. They crawled up my tail and just by George moved in. They were in my hair, on my face, inside my ears and nose and mouth, and when they found something they didn't approve of, they just stung it. Hateful little things. I tried to fight them off for a while, but there was no end to them. They just kept coming. I was too tired and weak and hungry to fight anymore, so I gave up. Heck, if they wanted to eat me alive, that was okay with me, as long as I didn't have to put out any effort. I guess it was around noon when Slim and Loper came around. I must have looked pretty ragged by then because I got their attention. Loper bent down and started picking ants off my face. "Say, this dog's not doing any good. What's wrong, Hank?" I lifted my head and gave him a wooden stare. What was wrong? I'd been defeated in battle, wounded, abandoned, mocked, and abused. I was thirsty, half-starved, wind-blown, sunburned, tormented by ants and flies. My spirit was smashed, my heart was broken, and I didn't give a rip. Other than that, it was a pretty nice day.